We're here with Kirsten Humbert and Tessa Brown, the creators of Lady Cab, a political satire web series that highlights the obstacles that women, trans people, and gendered nonconforming people face in day-to-day life. Thanks so much for being here.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
So to start, could you guys give me a brief description of Lady Cab?
Okay, well, Lady Cab is a satirical web series that started in response to, you may recall, the number of assaults that were happening to Montreal women who were taking cabs. And the police response to that was to suggest that maybe ladies shouldn't be taking cabs at night or drinking or, you know, doing all these very...
Or being alone.
Oh, yes, no, never be alone, ladies. But also don't be with men. Or don't be with one man. Just be with an infinite number of men to protect you from each other.
Stay inside. Get a cat.
And so we sort of decided that basically if the Montreal police didn't think that it was their job to protect us and basically thought that it was our job to prevent ourselves from being assaulted, then, well, maybe Montreal needs a cab service just for ladies. And so we decided to create this web series that would be a space for women to talk about the things that happen to them in public spaces, and not just cis women, but trans women and gender nonconforming people, as we said earlier.
So why is it a political satire? How is it a satire?
Well, it's a satire, at least in part because... we don't really think that women should have to separate themselves from society. We don't think that women should have to, you know, not take cabs late at night. We don't think that we should feel unsafe in public space. And so, you know, when we go around and give people lifts and interview them in the cab, we're not seriously suggesting that women should have to take their own cab service to get around.
So what exactly are the gender issues that Lady Cab brings to light?
Being someone who identifies with problems that women typically face in public spaces, you know, that's not fair. Like, you should be able to go out and enjoy yourself, have, you know, right, your right to bodily autonomy.
And I mean, I think it's a chance to highlight the fact that these are experiences that are really very common. And I think sometimes women... people who are gendered other than sort of cis male heterosexuals, they have a tendency to be blamed, and I think sometimes we have a tendency to blame ourselves when these things happen to us in public spaces. We have a tendency to think, oh no, you know, I've done something wrong, gosh, what's going on here? And so I think it's interesting to have a space where we can actually talk about these things and see, okay, it's not just me. These are things that are happening to other people. These are things that are happening all the time. And it's not actually my fault that this is happening, and there needs to be some sort of change, and it isn't just on me to somehow prevent these things from happening.
Yeah. And I also think just from a personal perspective, it normalizes the experience a lot as well, because even before I did this, did I ever tell you that I was pretty viciously assaulted by a cab driver, actually? I haven't, I don't know why I didn't bring that up before. But no, and it was to the point where the police got involved, and it was like, you know, I was like covered in blood, I was in tears, I was a young girl, my friend was a witness, like, you know, anyways, I won't get into it too much, but the police driver said, well, you know what, you were out drinking, and, you know, they wouldn't even file a report. They just made it, they made it very clear that I would be charged with assaulting the man's car because he dragged me, anyways, sort of like trapped in the car, he dragged me for several blocks.
Wow.
Yeah, on the ground. It was scary, and I was covered in blood, and they were like, well, I think there's a dent in his car that you created here, and I was like, in these shoes, girlfriend? Uh-uh. But, yeah, so I think it really helps normalize the experience, and then just having the average woman talk about it, because I had that horrible experience. It wasn't recorded by the police. It didn't go to the media. And then talking to all the other women, we realized how often it is that you feel aggressed in this way, and otherwise we wouldn't know about this. We wouldn't know, like, how horrifyingly normal this experience is, and hopefully people will take notice, and this will sort of be like an instigator for change.
Yeah.
But so the characters that you guys have created for the show are really wonderful, very ladylike, very old-fashioned. How did you guys come up with these characters?
Well, I think Lady Hoops, or Marianne and I, had been sort of joking around as these characters for quite some time when we were backstage together and at shows. We would always just sort of like drop into these voices. I think we had both watched way too much Little Britain. And then they kind of snowballed into becoming characters of our own and characters that we did all the time. And in fact, we put on a Fringe show together as those characters this summer. And Kirsten saw it and
yeah, I saw it and I really identified with it because of like Monty Python and then like so my character for me when I come into it I'm more sort of based on like Eric Idle dressed as a woman. So I'm trying to come as it from that direction. But yeah, and then the whole Montreal cab thing started and I think I was with Tessa and we said like, oh, well, why don't we just have a service just for women? And then we're, you know, and it seemed natural to address it from these characters that Marianne and Tessa had created. Because we were just tired. I personally was tired of just being the shrill, angry feminist, right? Just shrieking at people and having that shriek be so high-pitched it goes above most people's hearing range. And so we thought, you know, maybe people will be able to connect with these characters more effectively and
the deep sarcasm
be able to induce change. And some people, that people think this is like a real suggestion. Because I think I actually did see a few articles on Montreal Blog that said like, hey, the Middle East has cab systems just for women. Why don't we follow that forward-thinking area of the world in terms of women's rights? That's not what we're suggesting.
No. And I mean, I think it's also because, I mean, when it comes to, well, these are very proper ladies. Who am I? And so when it comes to the satire, when it comes to sort of what we're responding to, and what we are responding to is sort of the suggestion that, of course, we can't go out late at night, we can't have drinks with our friends, we can't be out alone without protection. Well, you know, they're the sort of ladies who would never dream of doing such things. Oh my.
So what goes into the process of making this show? Like, how do you pick the passengers in the cab? How do you pick the questions you ask them?
That's sort of been a work in progress.
At the moment, it's mostly our friends. Honestly, anyone who has a story to tell and is interested and is within a reasonable distance of us is very welcome in the cab. I guess the other process, like how do we address the questions? We have some writing sessions. We had some original questions, and then we did a first series, and then we took questions that came from that, mm-hmm. and then we do a lot of improv, mm-hmm. I would say too, and sort of like, and we always say to people, you know, if there's anything that you want to bring up that our questions don't address, please do so. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit keeping up with the Kardashians, because we will reshoot some scenes and say, okay, so-and-so was talking over, or like, you know, you said that more succinctly the second time, let's do that, so.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we go in and we try to give people, we'll give people some guidance if they're having trouble sort of coming up with stuff, but a lot of the time the interviews are really guided by the person who's in the cab. And it is mostly people that we know, but we're trying really hard at this point to sort of get more diversity in terms of like the experiences, in terms of sort of like the lived experiences of the people in the cab.
So if I could talk to Emily and Dorcas for a moment.
Hello,
your characters from Lady Cab.
My. Oh yes, we are here. Do go ahead, darling. Gloria.
What do you guys think of these issues facing different types of ladies these days?
Oh my, it's terribly shocking. Yes, yes. We always hope that gentlemen will behave as gentlemen. Yes.
One day I do hope to go out alone on my velocipede, but until such a time as I can feel safe and secure, I do not wish to venture forth, particularly at night. I think it's just absolutely dangerous. Don't. But I do say, I think we do admire the ladies, the modern ladies, who are not impinged by the restrictions placed on them by even the most modern men.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right, great. So just one last time, we're here with Kirsten Humbert and Tessa Brown, creators of the Lady Cab web series, which you can find on YouTube. Thanks so much for talking with us, guys.
Merci!
You're too kind.